The sea is salty because it contains a tremendous amount of dissolved minerals. If you could extract all the salt from the world's oceans, and spread it evenly over the Earth's land surface, you'd get a crystal-like layer about 500 feet thick, according to a fact-packed booklet entitled, Why is the Ocean Salty? Written by Herbert Swenson of the U.S. Geological Survey. In the Earth's earliest time, the atmosphere contained poisonous gases released from inside the globe via volcanoes. Some of these gases dissolved in the primitive ocean. Making it salty. Since then, many years of erosion by chemical action and rainfall have increased the salt level by converting mountain rock and flat grassland soil and everything in between into dissolved salt. The sea is salty because it contains a tremendous amount of dissolved minerals. If you could extract all the salt from the world's oceans and spread it evenly over the Earth's land surface, you'd get a crystal-like layer about 500 feet thick, according to a fact-packed booklet entitled, Why is the Ocean Salty? Written by Herbert Swenson of the U.S. Geological Survey. In the Earth's earliest time, the atmosphere contained poisonous gases released from inside the globe via volcanoes. Some of these gases dissolved in the primitive ocean, making it salty. Since then, many years of erosion by chemical action and rainfall have increased the salt level by converting mountain rock and flat grassland soil and everything in between into dissolved salts. Model Test 8, Section A, Number 1. I love summer weather. So I'll spend my vacation in the south during that time of year.
Isn't it hot and damp most of the season?
What does the woman think of the weather? Number 2. Could I read the prose poem you are talking about? What page is it on?
It's near the end of the book, the second page from the bottom.
Where is the prose poem? Number 3. When does the next train leave?
You have just missed one by 5 minutes. Trains leave every 50 minutes, so you'll have to wait for a while.
How long does the man have to wait for the next train?
Number 4. Let's not stay here. This house smells musty.
Naturally. It has been vacant for a long time. We'll keep the windows open while we inspect it.
What does the lady object to? Number 5. There is a seat by the window.
I don't like it. Because it's right over a wing, I won't be able to see anything.
Where is the conversation probably taking place?
Number 6. Did you go to the store before or after you took a nap this afternoon?
After. First, I took a nap, and then I took a walk. I did the shopping before I had dinner.
What did the woman do second? Number 7. Before Sally built her house, she was living on a boat and then in a tent.
Don't forget that just before she moved in, she stayed at the hotel.
Where did Sally live first?
Number 8. I know the shirt is a bit too long, but it was a good buy. I'm going to keep it.
Well, that doesn't make sense to me.
Why did the woman want to keep the shirt?
Number 9. Could I borrow your English, Japanese, Chinese dictionary, please?
You certainly could if I had one.
What did the woman say about her dictionary?
Number 10. My box is heavier than Susan's and lighter than Kathleen's.
And mine is heavier than Kathleen's.
Whose box is the lightest? Section B, Passage 1. In 1946, there was a program in the Rio Grande Valley to substitute hybrid corn, which is produced by mixing several types of corn, for the native corn. The native corn was of poor nutritional quality and gave a poor quantity of grain, while the hybrid corn was of excellent quality and gave about 3 times as large a crop as the native variety. In the first year, half of the 84 farmers in the village planted hybrid corn and doubled the corn production. 3 years later, however, only 3 farmers planted hybrid corn. The others were planting the traditional variety. At the beginning of the project, the program leaders studied scientifically the pattern of the natural relations of plants, animals, and people to each other and to their surroundings of the area and showed films demonstrating the superiority of the new corn. The farmers agreed that the hybrid corn had great advantages. The size of the crop confirmed these advantages. Why did they stop planting it? They complained that it wasn't good for cooking, and they didn't like the flavor.
Questions 1 to 3 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 1. What was intended to replace what? Number 2. What are the advantages of the new corn? Number 3. Why did they stop planting it? Passage 2. The manager of a large office building had received many complaints about the lift service in the building. He engaged a group of engineers to study the situation and make recommendations for improvement. The engineers suggested two alternative solutions. Number one, adding more lifts of the same type. Number two, replacing the existing lifts by faster ones. The manager decided that both alternative solutions were too expensive, so the firm's psychologist offered to study the problem. He noticed that many people arrive at their offices feeling angry and impatient. The reason they gave was the length of time they had to wait for the lift. However, the psychologist was impressed by the fact they had only had to wait a relatively short time. It occurred to him that the main reason for their annoyance was the fact that they had to stand by the lifts inactive. He suggested a simple, inexpensive solution to the manager. This was to place a large mirror next to the lifts.
Questions 4 to 6 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 4. What did the engineers have to study? Number 5. According to the psychologist, why were people annoyed? Number 6. What problem did the psychologist solve by placing a large mirror next to the lifts? Section C. Compound dictation. Help for high-rises. New houses are more energy efficient than those built 2 decades ago, thanks to better building techniques and technologies. But high-rise apartment buildings can't make the same claims, and they continue to lag behind houses in saving energy. In fact, Canadian researchers report that an average apartment uses as much as a comparable size single-family house, even though the apartment has fewer walls exposed to the outside. All the apartments at the La Crosse Saint-André are heated with hot water generated by a distinctive gas-fired boiler. The boiler achieves an impressive 95% efficiency because it heats the water directly. Cool water is sprayed onto a bed of small steel balls that are heated by a high-performance burner. The water then drips through the balls and over the gas flame before flowing into a storage tank beneath the burner. High-rises also tend to spend less on ventilation, says Dale Kerr, an engineer. Typical designs add fresh air to corridors, assuming that this air will then flow into individual apartments. The engineer explains, each apartment is supplied directly with fresh, preheated air. Here's how it works. All the exhaust air from kitchen and bathroom fans, plus air from clothes dryers, is collected and pumped to the roof. There, it warms incoming fresh air. A variable speed fan prevents the building's air pressure from dropping too low, which could pull in air through the walls instead of the ventilation system. New houses are more energy efficient than those built 2 decades. Ago, thanks to better building techniques, and technologies, but high-rise apartment buildings can't make the same claims, and they continue to lag behind houses in saving energy. In fact, Canadian researchers report that an average apartment uses as much energy as a comparable size single family house, even though the apartment has fewer walls exposed to the outside. All the apartments at the La Crosse Saint-André are heated with hot water generated by a distinctive gas-fired boiler. The boiler achieves an impressive 95% efficiency because it heats the water directly. Cool water is sprayed onto a bed of small steel balls that are heated by a high-performance burner. The water then drips through the balls and over the gas flame before flowing into a storage tank beneath the burner. High-rises also tend to spend less on ventilation, says Dale Kerr, an engineer. Typical designs add fresh air to corridors, assuming that this air will then flow into individual apartments. The engineer explains, each apartment is supplied directly with fresh, preheated air. Here's how it works. All exhaust air from kitchen and bathroom fans, plus air from clothes dryers, is collected and pumped to the roof. There, it warms incoming fresh air. A variable speed fan prevents the building's air pressure from dropping too low, which could pull in air through the walls instead of the ventilation system. New houses are more energy efficient than those built 2 decades ago, thanks to better building techniques and technologies. But high-rise apartment buildings can't make the same claims, and they continue to lag behind houses in saving energy. In fact, Canadian researchers report that an average apartment uses as much as a comparable size single-family house, even though the apartment has fewer walls exposed to the outside. All the apartments at the La Crosse Saint-André are heated with hot water generated by a distinctive gas-fired boiler. The boiler achieves an impressive 95% efficiency because it heats the water directly. Cool water is sprayed onto a bed of small steel balls that are heated by a high-performance burner. The water then drips through the balls and over the gas flame before flowing into a storage tank beneath the burner. High-rises also tend to spend less on ventilation, says Dale Kerr, an engineer. Typical designs add fresh air to corridors, assuming that this air will then flow into individual apartments. The engineer explains, each apartment is supplied directly with fresh, preheated air. Here's how it works. All the exhaust air from kitchen and bathroom fans, plus air from clothes dryers, is collected and pumped to the roof. There, it warms incoming fresh air. A variable speed fan prevents the building's air pressure from dropping too low, which could pull in air through the walls instead of the ventilation system. Model Test 9, Section A, Number 1. While the children are at the movie, I think I'll drop into Drake's department store and do a little shopping.
Good idea. While you're there, will you pick up a couple of white shirts for me? And I need some cigarettes, too.
What is the woman going to buy for herself?
Number 2. In the old days, people took pride in their work and built things to last.
Nowadays, you're lucky if they don't fall apart before you get them home.
How do the man and woman feel about products manufactured nowadays?
Number 3. Professor Dalton caught some students cheating on the final exam and failed them right then and there.
Serves them right. I don't sympathize with anyone trying to pass that way.
What is the man's attitude towards the professor's action? Number 4. Well, Jack, I would offer you another drink, but I have guests coming, and I haven't even begun to prepare the dinner. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for the drink. It has been nice seeing you, too.
Why did the woman mention her dinner guests? Number 5. What time does your bus leave for the office in the morning?
It leaves at 6:30, except for Fridays, when it leaves 30 minutes later.
What time does his bus leave on Friday? Number 6. You seem to have a lot of work at your office. You're always staying late and working overtime.
That's true, but the work is interesting and fun. I don't mind the extra hours at all.
How does the man feel about his job?
Number 7. Since you have visited so many countries, you must be able to speak several different languages.
I wish I could, but French and German are the only foreign languages I have ever learned to speak.
What did the woman say of her knowledge of foreign languages? Number 8. I am worried about sending my son to college. Most college students are so wild nowadays.
Only a few are. Most students are too busy studying to get into trouble.
How does the woman react to the man's remarks?
Number 9. I heard you're moving to a new apartment soon.
Yes, I have to, although it'll be more expensive. My present roommate plays his tape recorder all night long, and I can't sleep.
Why does the man want to change his living place? Number 10.
What a gorgeous jacket. It must have cost a fortune.
Not at all. It's a hand-me-down.
What does the man say about the jacket?
Section B, Passage 1. The world's first completely automatic railway has been built under the busy streets of London. The railway is called the Victoria Line, and it is part of the complete London Underground Railway. The new Victoria Line was opened in 1969. This new line was very different from the others. The stations on the other lines need a lot of workers to sell tickets and to check and to collect them when people leave the trains. This is all different from the Victoria Line. Here, a machine checks and collects the tickets, and there are no workers on the platforms. On the train, there is only one worker. If necessary, this man can drive the train. But, usually, he just starts it. It runs and stops by itself. The trains are controlled by electrical signals, which are sent by the so-called command spots. The command spots are the same distance apart. Each sends a certain signal. The train always moves at the speed that the command spots allow. If the command spot sends no signals, the train will stop. Most of the control work is done by computers. The computers also fix the train's speeds and send the signals to the command spots. Other machines make sure that the trains are always a safe distance apart. If one train stays too long at a station, the other trains will then automatically move slower, so there is no danger of accidents on the line.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 11. What happened to the London Underground Railway about 3 decades ago? Number 12. On the Victoria Line, who does all the checking and collecting of tickets? Number 13. What is the task of the one worker on the Victoria Line train? Number 14. If no signal is sent from the command spot, what will happen to the train? Passage 2. Our environment is being polluted faster than nature and man's present efforts can prevent it. Time is bringing us more people, and more people will bring us more industry, more motor vehicles, larger cities, and the growing use of man-made materials. What can explain and solve this problem? The fact is that pollution is caused by man, by his desire for a modern way of life. We make increasing industrialization our chief aim. For its sake, we are willing to sacrifice everything: clean air, pure water, good food, our health, and the future of our children. There is a constant flow of people from the countryside into the cities, eager for the benefits of modern society. But as our technological achievements have grown in the last 20 years, so pollution has become a serious problem. Isn't it time we stop to ask ourselves where we are going and why? It is like one of the stories about the airline pilot who told his passengers over the loudspeaker, "I've some good news and some bad news. The good news is that we're making rapid progress at 530 miles per hour. The bad news is that we're lost and don't know where we're going." The sad fact is that this becomes a true story when applied to our modern society.
Questions 15 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 15. Why can't man prevent the world from being polluted? Number 16. According to the passage, what does man value most among the following? Number 17. What does the story about the pilot indicate?